Simon & Schuster Audio presents To Fall in Love, Drink This, A Wine Writer's Memoir by Alice Firing. Read by Gabra Zachman. For Becky Wasserman Hone. Introduction. My 98-year-old mother never seems to stop asking me, "This is what you do for a living? Tell people what to drink?" God knows I've tried to explain to her what kind of work I do. "Ethel," I'll say, "well, there's nothing wrong with being a wine critic. That's not my job." And then I'll go on and on about mysticism and metaphor. I think the last time I tried that, she just laughed. How can I explain to her, a person who understands only sweet, cheap, kosher wine, that my trajectory has been not so much to direct wine lovers to life-changing bottles, but to expose the industry's abuses and to explore understanding wine's spiritual underpinnings? I mean, what was this fermented grape juice all about? When I think of it, which I often do, I stand head bent in awe. When attacked by the Turks, Georgian soldiers went into battle with a vine clipping near their breast. Should they die on the field, a grapevine would take root through their heart. Even if that story was nothing more than local mythology, the love behind the myth begs for attention. Why have cultures lived and died for the right to farm, make, and drink wine? Why does almost every culture have a relationship to wine? Why do people like me continue to ponder it, obsess about it, drink it, write about it? One writes to figure out the truth. Wine is the metaphor that I never cease to find meaning in. The wine odds were against me. If you ask Ethel, go ahead, look up Jewish mother in the dictionary, you'll see her name right there. I was supposed to be a doctor, like my brother. Or even better, marry one. To quote Mom when she first visited my lopsided railroad apartment, "Didn't I bring you up to live in a doorman building? Or at least have indoor plumbing?" Well, she was wrong. I had a water closet in my living room and a bathtub in my kitchen. All indoor. But even I wonder how an introverted yeshiva girl from a family who couldn't tell a Merlot from a Manischewitz survived, and eventually flourished, as a wine writer. Survival often hinges on the back of accidents, luck, and the random kindness of strangers. When I was growing up, my salvation was losing myself in books and a whirlwind of mostly self-taught arts. My embarrassingly depressive poems were published in yearbooks. Even though I'd later hear that Isaac Bashevis Singer was actually family, being a writer seemed unobtainable, to reach for it, delusional. But something strange happened when I was punched.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?